Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today our friend Casey Bryant is reading her original article, I'm Ready to Talk About My Affair. So it seems most people who deal with infidelity are very eager to never talk about it. But Casey takes the mic today to boldly share her story and the way that God and her husband met her in the midst of the struggle. Let's go.
I'm Ready to Talk About My Affair by Casey Bryant. He screamed, "I want a divorce," and he slammed the front door. And I was relieved. Good. It's over. I can start over. We had been struggling for a while, and I was ready to give up. I had just given birth to our second child, and we had moved into a new home because we had been living with my parents. We hoped moving would fix us. It didn't. And I had postpartum depression. It was bad. I wanted nothing to do with Doug or our two kids. I was on medication for it, but I would still have bad days. And those days, Doug would ask if I remembered to take my pill, and I wanted to punch him in the face. He was an atheist, disliking any outgoing Christian who came into his path. I thought there was a God, but I didn't believe he was for me because I had done too many bad things in my life for God to love me. I had a coworker who knew things were bad at home, and every day she would ask me to go to her church, Crossroads. Every day. She was so freaking persistent, sometimes annoying, but it worked. My first service at Crossroads was a baptism service. And not little babies getting baptized, because that's the only baptism service I have ever experienced. I'm talking about adults walking into a giant pool on stage, completely submerging themselves. What in the hell is this? The strangest thing started to happen. I started crying. I realized I wanted to be those people. They were coming up out of the water with tears of joy, and I was wallowing in my misery. How do I get from here to there? Where is my joy? The kids and I went to church for 6 months without Doug. I was searching for answers, trying to figure out this whole God thing and whether it could help me or my marriage. Still uncertain, I kept going back every weekend. And then one day, the impossible happened. Doug said he was coming to church with us. The atheist is coming to church. This should be interesting. I should be happy, but let's be honest. I was very concerned he was going to ruin it for me. In fact, on our way there, I told him to keep his mouth shut and his opinions to himself. But it only took one service, and he got it. 4 months later, he got baptized. I was pissed. How can Doug, a proclaimed atheist, do a 180 and start following Christ after one service? I've been coming to church for 6 months before him. What about me, God? Why can't you show me what I need to do? I didn't get it. I didn't understand. Instead of divorce, we started going to church. We went every week for 6 years, and I was still struggling. We got in a small group with other couples. We got into a marriage class and even taught it. We were starting to volunteer. In my mind, I was doing everything I could to earn my way into God's heart. And then if I earned my way in, I would get it. God would tell me the secret. The more Doug and I got involved, the worse I started to feel. I was a fraud, a fake, a hypocrite. Over 10 years ago, when my marriage was at its all-time low, I had an affair. I didn't tell Doug. I didn't tell anyone. And for many years, I was able to suppress it, ignore what I had done, and hoped it would go away. It didn't go away. It started to consume my life. It was the first thing on my mind when I woke up in the morning and the last thing I thought about before I fell asleep. The shame and the guilt were tearing me apart from the inside out. I would look in the mirror and all I could see was the whore. And then one day, Doug came home and said he heard God say I needed to quit my job. The next day, I went to work, put in my 2-week notice. It was the first time I heard and obeyed God because I knew what he was saying. Casey, it's time to deal with this. And for a year and a half, every single night, I would get down on my knees and scream and beg for God's forgiveness. And every night, I would hear the same thing. Casey, I do forgive you, but you need to tell Doug. And when I say I hear from God, I don't hear an audible voice like Morgan Freeman. Though, that might be cool. What happens is a thought will come into my mind, a thought I don't believe came from me, especially if it's telling me to do something difficult, like confess to Doug. But back to the story. I would plead with God saying, I can't tell him. He'll leave me, and I don't want that anymore. I want to fight for my marriage. For a year and a half, I was paralyzed with fear. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't function. Then one night in April, I started hearing, now is the time. Over and over again, now is the time. Now is the time. I tried going to bed, and I would hear, now is the time. I started shaking. I started throwing up, and I still heard, now is the time. God, please don't. God, I'm so scared. God, if Doug wakes up, I will tell him. On a side note, this is where I learned to not bargain with God, because he might take you up on that offer. As soon as that thought escaped my mind, I heard, Casey, what's wrong, coming out of Doug's mouth. I didn't have a choice. I had to tell him. I looked through sobbing eyes and said, I'm sorry. I had an affair. And Doug said, okay, I forgive you. Wait, what? What do you mean you forgive me? You have every right to divorce me. It even says so in the Bible. And Doug said, no matter what, I will always run after you. Then Doug did something he had never done before. He'd prayed for me. And he said, God, thank you for my wife. She is a gift to me. And if I forgive her and you forgive her, no one has any right to judge her. Please take away any shame and guilt she is feeling because they are not from you. But I still doubted. And I ripped off my clothes, kneeling before my husband, physically, emotionally, and spiritually naked, and said, how can you still love this? And he said, let me show you. And he did. And as crazy as it sounds, it was the best night of our marriage. The next morning, I woke up and immediately thought, oh my God, I had an affair. And then I remembered, wait, I told Doug. And he forgave me. Out of the darkness, I saw the light for the first time, and it was glorious. I finally got it. I couldn't earn God's grace. I definitely didn't deserve it, but it was given to me lovingly and freely. So you might be asking me, how did your husband forgive you? No questions asked. This is what he always says. If God forgave me of all my crap, and there's a lot of crap, then what right do I have to hold anything against her? Doug's favorite passage is Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, accepting one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also forgive. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity. I was skeptical of God for so long and even fought him tooth and nail when he told me to confess. But what I can say with absolute certainty is my marriage was saved because of God. There is no other reason. The night I confessed and repented to Doug, God gave us one more gift. It was the night we conceived our third child, and her name is Faith.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.